Hello, everyone. Welcome again to the Living Letter Ministries radio broadcast. Like always, God is good, and He is mightily moving by the Holy Spirit. And by the Holy Spirit, He's mightily moving. The Lord is very interested in your redemption. He's not interested in you, in judging you. He doesn't want to judge you. He wants you to receive salvation. This is why salvation is so important. The law is not going to take sin to heaven. Years and years ago, He said, there's no room for sin in My kingdom. So He made provisions to get rid of our sin. We were born into it. So He's willing to erase all of our sin. But He had to do it legally. And then He had to do it in a way that it would work. And the only way to cleanse us from our sin, he had to remake your heart. The will is formed in the heart. So He gave us the best chance of redemption. Even though we come from darkness, we can live according to the light because He gives us a brand new spirit. We get a new spirit when we believe on Jesus Christ. Our old things are passed away and all things become brand new. We get a brand new heart. This is why our righteousness is of Him. The blood of Jesus washes away our sin. If we weren't born in sin, then He wouldn't have had to do that. But everybody, all of Adam's children, everybody born from Adam is born into sin. He didn't have children until he was a sinner. If he had children before he ate off the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, he and Eve, then those children would still be alive. But he didn't have relations with his wife until he ate off that tree. But if he had children before he ate off the tree, they wouldn't have to get saved. They'll be perfect just like Adam was perfect. They'll be like angels that never fail. Now, there are fallen angels. Angels fall the same reason that people backslide. People get saved, then they go back to the world. Well, that's what the angels did. Angels were never, they were made perfect. And they left the light for darkness. We were born in darkness, and through Christ, we can come into the light. Our salvation is not by our works, it's by Jesus' works. Now, Jesus was able to save us because Eve was deceived. Adam was not deceived, so sin is transferred through the male, and there's a scripture for that. But right now, I'm going to talk about what the Lord put on my heart. We have to trust Jesus in order to go be with the Lord in heaven. Now, just because you're used to darkness, we can be so used to darkness that we have the ability, being made in God's image, to tolerate things. We're so used to living this life with darkness, we gotten used to it. But we don't know what happens when you live according to the light, unless you live according to the light. I'm gonna say this too. That could be a set of twins born in the same house, raised by the same parents. One of them may believe on Jesus Christ and the other one may not. And they look alike. They think alike. I've been around twins and they can finish each other's sentences because they think alike and they're very close. Most identical twins are very close and they move. When they're grown, they live not far from each other. But if one gets saved and the other one don't, they don't feel the same anymore because one is brand new and the other one's like they were. They're used to the darkness, and the other one is learning the light. one has peace and joy, the other one has the satisfaction, the limited satisfaction of the world. Now, I have been a sinner. I didn't get saved, even though I was a preacher's son. I didn't get saved till I was almost 20 years old. I was 19, 3 weeks away from being 20 when I asked the Lord to save me. Now, I'm not counting those lay me down to sleep prayers I used to pray every night. But I literally believe that I was saved. I asked the Lord to save me when I was 19. Now, I know what it's like to be a sinner. You have a measure of satisfaction. And what you laugh at and what you think is funny is different. But you don't have peace and you don't have that joy. And you'll never have it. There's nothing in the world that can relate to you the joy and the peace of God unless you believe on Jesus Christ and mean it. I'm not saying this lightly. Hear me out. Getting saved, becoming a Christian that loves God, there's an inner peace that you just can't describe. When I first asked the Lord to save me, I felt His peace come over me, and I felt His joy, and I got angry. I said, I didn't know it was like this. Nobody told me it was like this. And I literally got angry at all the Christians that didn't let me know how good it was. And the Lord spoke to me and said, the same enemy that hindered you from coming to the light hindered them from revealing to you the light. That's why I'm trying to do a good job now. Jesus is about to return, and you need to go with Him. I want you in heaven with me. And Jesus loved your soul, and I love your soul. I'm not interested in what you did in the past, because when you're in the darkness, you're going to do darkness. I'm only interested in you getting to know Jesus, because you're going to get a brand new heart. You're not going to want to do the wrong things anymore. And the Lord knows that, and the devil knows it. He's trying to keep you interested in anything but Jesus. Now, worldly religions that man have started, you know, the Muslims, the Hindu, all these, the Buddhist. Now you're talking about people. I am talking about people. To give you an illustration, a man started this stuff without the sanction of God. They wanted preeminence. And they went, and you know, one thing Muhammad did, there were so many belief systems around the Middle East at that time. He went around and said, there's only one God, and I'm the prophet. Well, the problem with that is, you can't get to God, Father God, you can't get to God without Jesus. And that's why his whole message is failure. You can't do it. In India, the Hindus believe in millions of gods. That's erroneous. There are millions of angels, but they're not God. And they tried to get around Jesus too, so that's baloney. My understanding of Buddha is he was a philosopher and people began to worship him. But that ain't Jesus. Jesus Christ was prophesied about, where he would come from, where he would go, what he would do. There were things prophesied about thousands of years before he came by men of God that prophesied the truth. Isaiah, Jeremiah, Ezekiel, and others. Moses. They prophesied about him. Moses said, God is going to raise up one like me. Him you should hear. Talking about Jesus. All of the word of God points to Jesus. Jesus is the spirit of prophecy. And when people go around him, they're not going to heaven. They're going to stay right here. When the rapture happens, the dead in Christ will rise first. And there's going to be billions of empty graves from every age of man. Wherever those dead bones, whether they were burnt or whatever happened to them, they're going to come back to life. The dead in Christ will rise first. And everything else will be right there in the grave that they were buried in. So if you're going to believe something, at least go and research what I'm saying for yourself. Because God loves you and there's no reason for you to miss out on what he's doing. Now these broadcasts are on newlivingletters.com, newlivingletters.com. This broadcast is on the audio page 6 on newlivingletters.com. Everything is free. When you click on the link, it'll download it to your cell phone or whatever your laptop or computer. Now, and there's instructions on the website. And if you have trouble, then just get one of your grandchildren or your children. They'll help you out. Now, John chapter 14. This is Jesus talking. Now, Jesus told the truth. He's our Savior. He's perfect. In order for him to be your Savior, he had to do what God said to do. See, Jesus had rules too. He did what the Father said. And he was born of a virgin. The Holy Spirit enabled Mary to have Jesus. He came to the earth legally. Now, that's in earlier chapters of Luke and Matthew. Now, this is John 14. He said, "Let not your heart be troubled, but ye believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you to myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. And whither I go, ye know, and the way ye know." Thomas said to him, "Lord, we know not whither thou goest, and how can we know thy way, the way?" Jesus said to him, "I am the way, the truth, and the life." Now watch this last part. "No man comes to the Father but by me." Now that's Jesus talk. That excludes everything that man have come up with, everything that demons and fallen angels have come up with to get man off track. Satan is trying to get you, my friend, off track. And if you're on track, he's trying to tempt you back into the misery of the world with lust, greed, fear, and pride. He'll try to get you in anger. Forgive everybody that did you wrong. When I learned about forgiveness, I said, "Lord, forgive me of all my sins." And I had studied the scriptures where if you don't forgive others, God won't forgive you. I started forgiving people that I was mad at. And I named their names. I said, "Lord, forgive them. I don't want you to just forgive them. I want you to bless them." And I meant it. And I saw that it satisfied the Lord. And then I thought about slavery. I said, "I forgive the people that had my ancestors in slavery." And then everybody that I would be mad at, I forgave them. And I got my power back. Everybody that did me wrong, I forgave them. And I was free. I had a peace that passes all understanding. When you do things God's way, it works. You have to do something about the anger. When you forgive people that hurt you the most, you become free of that pain. Now, when we listen to what Jesus said, it's different than the way preachers. Now, compare what I'm about to read with how you've been hearing the word. Now, this is John chapter 10. All I'm going to do is read it. I might point a few things out. John 10 said, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that entereth not by the door unto the sheepfold, but climbeth up some other way, the same as a thief and a robber. But he that cometh in by the door is the shepherd of the sheep. To him the porter opens, and the sheep hear his voice, and he calls his own sheep by name, and leads them out." Now this, if you know anything about sheep, this is true. A stranger can come and try to lead the sheep away, they won't follow him. Now, I don't know nothing about sheep. I never was around them much. A few people had farms where my dad preached, but I didn't really pay attention to all that. But I trust what the word is saying. Verse 4, "And when he pulls forth his own sheep, he goes before them, and the sheep follow him, for they know his voice. And a stranger they will not follow, but will flee from him, for they know not the voice of strangers. The sheep are very foolish animals. But they got that right. Jesus is the only way out of this misery. Jesus is the only way out of this world. If you follow him, you're going to be alive to God. You're going to have peace. Just like I said in my illustration, once we in love got saved, the other one didn't. One has peace and joy. The other one has the satisfaction of this world. They don't know nothing about what it's like to have the God kind of peace and the God kind of joy. Now, the problems they got is going to be the same and stay that way for until the Christian learns to live according to the kingdom. They're going to have problems, but they still got peace and joy. And the other one, they got the satisfaction of this world, which goes up and down like a raggedy roller coaster. And Satan will rag your life while you don't know God and try to separate you from anybody that will help you know him. So Christians have to go the extra mile. We have to live the life. You don't have to compromise. You don't have to beg people into the kingdom of God. Jesus said, don't go house to house and door to door. In other words, you don't have to go out and make people get saved. Live the life. Folk, if Christians would just do it, God's way, just live the life, people will see and they'll want more. All the darkness traps people. You have to expose it. And that opens the curtains. They'll see, hey, there's a better way. When you live according to the light of God's word before men and women, it sets a standard. If you say you love God, it's just like some people are going to think you're cute. And you're a Christian, you're married, but they think you're cute, so they'll try you to see how married you are. But when you live the light and you don't respond to their flirtations, you're representing Christ. When you love people and don't do what other people are doing because it's popular, you're representing Christ. When you have standards and you mean it, you're representing Jesus Christ and you're exposing them for things that they're doing that's wrong. And they need it. Some people are testing you to see if you mean what you say. You have to walk according to the light everywhere you go. Everything you do has to be according to God's word. Prepare for it. Prepare for what God is doing. Don't try to do it by yourself. Prepare for what God is doing. Ask the Lord to help you be appropriate wherever you go. Every morning before you leave your yard, ask the Lord to help you be appropriate wherever you go. Ask him to help you represent him wherever you go. Even if you just got saved, ask him to help you be appropriate wherever you go. Ask him to help you see, we don't have to depend on our righteousness. We don't have to depend on our strength. The easy way is to depend on his strength. Fill your heart with the love of God. Fill your heart with the word of God. Receive what he says. The word of God is the knowledge of his love. The love of God has knowledge, which happens to be the word of God. So if you study his word, if you receive his word in your heart, you got a brace. You're able to do things that you normally couldn't do. And you walk in the light. And it works. Works good too. So if we're stable that way, then we can win souls. We can become effective. The sheep, Jesus said, when he puts forth his own sheep, he goes before them, and the sheep follow him, for for they know his voice. He gets all the sheep together, and then he go before them, and they follow him right on to the brook so they can drink. And sheep only drink from still water. They don't drink from rivers. And a stranger they will not follow, but will flee from him, for they know not the voice of strangers. This parable spake Jesus unto them, but they understood not what things they were which he spake unto them. Then Jesus said unto them, Verily, verily, I say unto you, I am the door of the sheep. All that ever came before me were thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not hear them. All them people that made these man-made religions, they are thieves and robbers. They tried to go, anybody that tried to go around Jesus Christ to get to God is a thief and a robber, and they're going to be a citizen of hell. Unless they come to their senses, receive the light, and follow Jesus. He said, I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved, and shall go in and out and find pasture. The thief comes not but for to steal, kill, and to destroy. I am come that they might have life, and that they might have it more abundantly. There are people who taught religions that are wrong and crooked, and when millions and millions and millions and billions of people die because they listen to them, they're in a permanent fire cave called hell. They can't ever get out. They can't ever enjoy time again. They're going to hate time, and they're going to wish that they didn't exist. And guess what? Because you're made in the image of God, you will always be. You can never not exist. You're made in the image of God, whether you realize it or not. Now, if you listen to the scientists that say, well, when you're dead, you're dead, that's speculation. That's not truth. Science is truth. Real science is truth. You got to go by what God said. If he made you in his image, them demons in hell will beat you. They'll torment you forever. And by torment, see, we don't torment. That means that they knock the crap out you all the time. They hit you with spikes. They scratch your eyes out, and your eyes come back together because you can't be destroyed, but you feel the pain. And all those people that follow the crooked thieves, they go to hell. And the crooked thieves went to hell because everybody that tried to go around Jesus, they're a citizen of hell. And they don't know the kind of joy and peace that God has given us. You can't know it unless you receive it for yourself. And Jesus told the truth. And he's talking to Pharisees in chapter 10. Because they don't get it. He said, verse 11, I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd gives his life for the sheep. Muhammad didn't give his life for anybody. If you didn't agree with him, he killed you. Alright, but he that is, and they still do, radical ones do. But being made in the image of God, there are people that's taught to do wrong, but they won't because they're made in the image of God. So you can't say all Muslims are just like Muhammad. People are people first. Deception only goes so far with people. Deception only goes so far with people. Even the man-induced denominations, I'm talking about churches that love God. They have bylaws and rules and regulations. The denominational differences. Sometimes the denominational differences are wrong, but people don't, you know, they're taught it as truth. But there are people that see holes in the problems. They see problems with the doctrine, and they don't buy it anymore. When they learn more light, they walk in more light. You see what I'm saying? Even though they were taught a certain way, when they get more light, they change, and they go with what Jesus is saying. Once they come to a point that, hey, my doctrine ain't perfect. I'm going to do it God's way from this point on. I'm not going to do it the way I was taught. That takes courage. That's what I'm telling the pastors to do. Stand flat-footed or arch-footed and tell the truth. And land where you land. Don't lie for nobody. No doctrine. No organization. Do it God's way. Do it the way of the word. So that you don't get into these traps of darkness. Now I'm out of time, but the Lord is not. He'll continue to mightily move in and throughout your life because he loves you. And we'll pick up here next time, God willing. Till next time, remember, I love you, God. He loves you, and Jesus Christ is our Lord.